Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where the phenomenon of the MAGA movement continues to astonish people who pay attention to it. And all of a sudden there is new attention paid to it by ABC's This Week and Martha Raddatz, who went across the country and spoke to a number of Trump voters to see what the essence of Trump's appeal really was. We'll play you an excerpt from some of the declarations, and it's declarations of dependence on President Trump's leadership for the deliverance of this country, at least according to lots of his loyal followers. There's also another indication that, no, the race isn't over for the Republican nomination, especially not with Nikki Haley going on the offensive. What does that sound like? We will give you some estimation of that. We'll also be speaking to Ruben Navarrete, who has, as much as anyone I know, actually taken a look at some of the details of the highly controversial border bill, which would have made it more difficult for unauthorized immigrants to come into the United States. Why is the Republican side suddenly switched its one-time support for this bill that was negotiated by one of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate, James Lankford of Oklahoma, who actually has even been censured now by some of the Republican operations in his home state because of his support for that compromise. We'll be getting to that with Ruben Navarrete coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, the idea of Trump's nearly magical appeal to the people of America. This is an excerpt from the ABC This Week report in which they spoke to Trump voters. Listen, clip 15.
To me, he's anti-establishment. He's not with the status quo, and he's actually for the people. Having him elected back into office is the step that we need to take to fix, to make this country great.
And what was wrong with the country?
To me, what's wrong with the country is we're under financial tyranny, we're under corporate tyranny.
What does that mean? Explain that to me.
I mean that we're overtaxed. It's hyper-taxation.
And you think Donald Trump can change that? And do you blame Joe Biden for that?
Well, I don't blame Joe Biden. I blame his failed policies. Just because the S&P 500 is at an all-time high doesn't mean that gas isn't higher than it was several years ago. I run a restaurant, so the cost of beef went up 5 to 6%.
Okay. Again, does that impact the rate of taxes or the taxes that we're paying? Look, there is no doubt that if you want to look at what's wrong with California, it's been very true in California that the increase in taxes and tax burdens, particularly on the most productive people in California, is one of the reasons that the statistics look so disastrous for that particular state. There was a report on just the statistical failure and the spread of homelessness and misery in California. There, that can be real enough. But there is more for what it is about Trump that makes him so irreplaceable and so inimitable as a leader for the 21st century. This is clip B.
Donald Trump does what he says. The only reason he didn't get a lot more done is because they gave him grief every minute of every day.
So here's this guy coming down the escalator, a rich guy, married three times, pretty foul mouth. What was it? And what is it about him?
Has he made mistakes? Oh, my goodness, yes. But I do believe that his heart's in the right place for me. How many presidents, how many politicians have come out on stage and hugged the American flag? That really means something to me.
You've also heard, though, from former generals, from John Kelly, who was his chief of staff, say he would never, ever vote for Trump again because of the way he treated veterans. And you said that, and he hugged the American flag. But you heard what he said through those people about the military, about wounded veterans, about Normandy. That doesn't bother you?
Yeah. Things he has said bother me. Am I giving him carte blanche? He can do anything he wants? No, absolutely not. I mean, I've said many times, geez, I wish he hadn't said that. But Kelly, I lost respect for Kelly. Mattis, I lost respect for Mattis. Milley, I lost respect for Milley. And these were people that he put his trust in. And you know what? They stabbed him in the back.
And they stabbed him in the back. These generals, and he mentioned the names, General Mattis, who became our Secretary of Defense, and General Milley, who was head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Kelly, who was both Secretary of Homeland Security and White House Chief of Staff. How did they stab President Trump in the back? By giving answers after they left government service, after he broke with them. There's another explanation for what is so wonderful about Trump. That actually carried the real force of this research by ABC News and ABC's This Week. Listen.
Well, you know, the common man. I really think he has a heart for the common man. I really do. Did George Bush have a heart for the common man? I don't think so. He let me down. Mitt Romney let me down.
Do you think the election of 2020 was...
I don't know that it, I don't think that it was... Yeah, I do. I think it was stolen. I don't believe that many people voted for Joe Biden. And I will never believe that. I don't believe
No matter
that.
How many lawsuits or court cases there
No
were.
Matter how many lawsuits or court cases, when something is proven, I think you have to investigate the other side of it.
I take it you believe the election was stolen.
Yes, I do. You know, people say, well, there isn't enough to overturn this particular election. That really? You put it all together, I think there might be. Why aren't we looking at it?
You don't think it's been looked at well enough? There was a lawsuit for $785 million against Fox News, looking at the evidence of fake voting machines. Again, if you believe the preponderance of evidence goes toward the idea that the election was stolen, where did that evidence turn up? How could it be that in 60 different court cases, some of them in which people who support President Trump and supported the idea of a stolen election spent a great deal of money, a huge amount of money, but there has never been a decision made in court or elsewhere indicating the proof of this stolen election mantra? What's fascinating about this is the idea of a stolen election comes from love for Trump. It's not that love for Trump comes because he fights a stolen election. We will be right back with Ruben Navarrete on the border bill and the latest on Nikki Haley, coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook. happen. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend Ruben Navarrete, who is a syndicated columnist. He is a podcaster. He is the proprietor of Reuben in the Center. And he's always in the center of the action and the insight which is necessary to keep this country going. Reuben, great to speak to you. And I know you have something to say about this border bill. It's a border bill, right, that's part of a Democratic conspiracy to open the doors wide and to let a new tidal wave of illegal immigrants into the United States. Isn't that what it's really about?
Michael, my friend, I have heard that, in fact. Yes, I have. that's not what this is about.
Well, what is there one aspect of this border bill? I know you've looked into it and you've written about it very effectively. But is there one clause of this border bill that eases the way for unauthorized immigrants to sneak into the country?
No, quite the opposite. You know, everything I've seen is that in the Senate, you had Republicans and Democrats come together with a real sense of urgency with one mission, and that is to beef up immigration enforcement to fix the crisis on the border and make it more difficult for people to come across. And so there are several provisions in the immigration bill that allow them to do that. There's a provision where the president could put a pause, basically shut down the entire asylum process. If you get 5,000 people a day coming across the border for a week, there it makes it more difficult. If you get picked up and deported, more difficult for you to come back. It's one stumbling block after another for immigrants. It's made it more difficult for them to come across. But where Republicans, I think, have decided they don't like this bill, it's not just because former President Trump has said to them, given them orders not to support the bill. It's also that there's no more provisions for a border wall in the bill. And, Michael, this seems to me to be a very strange hill to die on, given that the current proponent of border fencing and walling is none other than Joseph Biden. President Joe Biden is building walls on the southern border, 23 miles worth, President Trump before him. It seems like everybody wants to build walls these days. So the idea somehow that would be the hill that Republicans would choose to die on, it really suggests that there's something else at play here.
So is the problem that Biden is building walls but not enough walls? How many, in terms of reality in which most of us live, how many miles of new wall were built under President Trump?
You know, here's how typically I approach it. It's a 2,000-mile border between the United States and Mexico. The first thing I think we have to be honest about is that even though we talk about border security, we're never really talking about the Canadian border. It's always the U.S.-Mexico border. But as the U.S.-Mexico border goes, 2,000 miles across, 700 miles, that roughly a third, is non-passable. It's over rugged terrain, I think Indian reservations, private land. It's just not places where you can do build fencing. There's only about 700 miles, about a third of that long, long mile that both parties haggle over in terms of building fences. Sometimes they build walls, and sometimes they fix the wall, or they fix the fence, they mend the fence. But it's always over those 700 miles. Nobody is ever going to be able to build a 2,000-mile long border wall. That's a fantasy. So it's always about a third. We're having a conversation, Michael, about a third of the border territory.
And how much of that third did President Trump cover with gleaming, high-tech, aesthetically beautiful and inspiring new wall?
Not many. In fact, there are a couple, and you only have to listen to the Ron DeSantis campaign when it was up and running. He would point out, and Chris Christie did as well, there are a lot of promises in terms of building walls, but very little construction got built, went underway. Clearly, he also promised Mexico would pay for the wall. Trump sold the American people on this idea that if you give me $25 billion, I'll build you one long, continuous, 20-foot-high wall all along the 2,000 miles. And
with
none of
crocodiles in the moats, right?
Nothing came through to fruition. If anything, you and I both have talked before about the reason Steve Bannon, the president's advisor, got into trouble was because he had come up with this way of stealing money from Republican folks. Send me money and we can build our own wall. So really what happened on the wall during the Trump presidency was some scamming, some promising, not much being delivered, and ultimately not much getting built.
And this is because Mexico had backed off from its commitment to pay for a wall?
Yeah, there was never a commitment, right? Mexico made it very clear that they were insulted by the idea that they're never going to pay for a wall. I'm really of mixed minds on this, Michael, because I don't think it's the most terrible thing in the world to propose a wall on the U.S. southern border. I think if you really want an offensive, proposed reform, it's what Republicans talk about when they say they want to change the 14th Amendment, so if you're a U.S.-born kid of an undocumented immigrant, you're no longer a citizen. For me, that's a 10 on the 10-point scale of offensiveness, and the wall is like a 1 or a 2. But what I find interesting is when I talk to Border Patrol agents and supervisors, Michael, they never ask for a wall. Despite what you hear from the Republicans, they ask for very concrete things. They want surveillance equipment. They want tunnel detection equipment. They want the Army Corps of Engineers down there to build better roads so people can get around, apprehend people better. And I think we would be much better in this country if we stopped listening to politicians and started listening to cops and Border Patrol agents, like the ones that, in fact, the Texas National Guard is trying to keep away from the border as we speak.
Okay, by the way, how is that new civil war of state forces mobilized by Texas, the National Guard, how is the standoff going between the federal government and the federal Border Patrol and the forces of Texas, which apparently have the support of 25 governors, all of whom I believe are Republican?
It's terrible, Michael. They've dug in. They've decided to really go, no pun intended, to the wall on this. The Texas Attorney General, the Lieutenant Governor, the Governor in Texas are all on the same page. They've denied access to the federal government. You have a constitutional crisis because you have the state of Texas doing something similar to what Alabama and Mississippi did in the 1960s. You know, basically flipping off the federal government, saying you're not the boss of me, when the Constitution says that, in fact, the federal government is the boss over the states in many respects, and this is one of those respects. And one of the things I heard this morning is very troubling, Michael, is this has now gone to the private sector, so to speak. There are people putting out, a call to arms. People go down to the border, private military veterans, cops. It's January 6th on the border, and that's not what you want. And ultimately, I think this is a crisis point that we're at, and Joe Biden has the law on his side, and he needs to do something really dramatic. I would suggest that he do what President Kennedy did in Alabama in the early 1960s when he was facing off against George Wallace, another governor who got too big for his britches. I would say that what President Biden needs to do is to federalize and nationalize the Texas National Guard.
Wow, which is following the example of President Kennedy. Hey, comparing Governor Abbott of Texas to Governor Wallace, George Wallace of Alabama, not sure that Governor Abbott would welcome that. When we come back, where the Republican Party is going, and what chance does Nikki Haley really have? That and more with Ruben Navarrete, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Attempts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his management of the border crisis are intensifying. The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republicans, currently drafting articles of impeachment against the secretary. A potential vote on the House floor could take place as early as next week. The Justice Department is investigating the spending of campaign money on security services by Missouri Democrat Cori Bush's campaign. The prominent squad member, a vocal advocate of the Defund the Police movement, acknowledged the investigation Tuesday. She asserted her innocence, stating that her campaign is actively cooperating. Bush clarified that she utilized campaign funds as permissible for security expenses and emphasized that no federal tax dollars were involved. Winter has made itself known in Alaska. The northern state gets a lot of snow anyway. This year, they've accumulated more than 8.5 feet. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, pleasure to be speaking with Ruben Navarrete, syndicated columnist, podcaster, the proprietor of Ruben in the Center, and you can find his great work at NavarreteNation.substack.com. And there is a great deal of interesting and important material there. Some of it recently involving Nikki Haley, and you actually take up the defense of Nikki Haley on an issue where she's gotten a great deal of criticism. There's no real defense for her not being able to say that slavery caused the Civil War. It did, but she's also gotten a lot of contempt and criticism and negativity based upon the fact that she insists that America is not a racist nation. But you say, as like Nikki Haley, a member of a so-called non-white minority, that you agree with her. Explain.
Right, Michael, I agree. As a Mexican-American, I agree that there have been racist episodes in this country's history. I think we've had some bad moments. We've had some great moments, and I don't think that we are systemically racist. I don't think racism is built into our bones and our foundation. Quite the contrary, we have shown the ability to seek out redemption at important moments. So I agree with Nikki Haley on that regard. But what struck me, and the reason I wrote the column you're talking about, Michael, is the bizarre criticisms of Nikki Haley from the far right folks on Twitter, the Trump folks who are attacking her, throwing everything at her. Sometimes they attack her with sexist language, sometimes with racist language. And she was giving an interview on NBC where she was addressing this issue of racism in America. And she simply referred to herself as a brown girl growing up in South Carolina and feeling neither black nor white. Simply that, a brown girl. And all of a sudden, I heard Trump folks on Twitter say, uh-oh, Nikki Haley's playing the race card. What? She's playing the race card. You see, you're not allowed, apparently, to refer to yourself as a brown girl or a black, you know, girl, or in my case, a Latino, because if I go on your show and I say that I'm Mexican-American, suddenly Ruben's playing the race card. And so, you know, some people do have a hair trigger with things like that. A lot of Trump folks feel that way. So I wrote a column defending Nikki Haley, saying, this is nonsense. This is who she is. She grew up, you know, seeing herself the color brown, neither black nor white. Who are we, really, to say otherwise? How presumptuous do you have to be to say, oh, no, no, you were never brown, you know, you're just a different shade of white? I mean, this is insanity.
What do you say to those people out here, and there are increasing numbers of them, who agree with President Trump that Nikki Haley isn't eligible to run for President of the United States, not because she participated in an insurrection, but she's ineligible to run because she was born at a time when neither of her parents were naturalized citizens. They both are today, but they did that naturalization after Nikki's birth. So what's the quickest, most convincing, most direct answer you can give to people who are concerned about her birth?
Michael, this is why I'm concerned that, you know, I really want Republicans to make a run for the votes of non-white people. But when I hear comments like this, it tells me they're just not ready. Many of them are not ready. Nikki Haley was born in South Carolina. Whether her parents were naturalized citizens or not naturalized, or for that matter, undocumented immigrants, if they were undocumented, she is a U.S. citizen. That seems to me a really strange argument for Trump to make, but Trump doesn't do anything by mistake. He's trying to plant the seed that Nikki Haley is foreign. She's a foreigner, even though she was born in South Carolina. And I guess we've gotten to a point where unless you're a white male, you're not going to get a pass in the Republican primary. Because if you're a white male, they won't bring up these issues. But if you're a woman, then Vivek Ramaswamy is going to say you're Dick Cheney in heels. And if you're someone who's Indian, you're going to say, well, she must be foreign. And if she says I'm a brown girl, they're going to say, well, she's playing the race card. I mean, from where I'm standing, I can't imagine that the GOP could be any more hostile to anybody who isn't a white male.
Yeah, by the way, the text of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution begins,
right.
Section 1, all
right.
Persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the
right.
state wherein they reside. And then this, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property. Those are pretty basic foundational clauses
right.
in our Constitution. And it amazes me that conservatives
yeah.
who rightly, I think, tend to look at our Constitution as sort of the holy writ of the American
right.
experience, seem to forget about that fairly unequivocal clause.
What happened to the strict constructionalist? Every time there's a debate on a new Supreme Court nominee, we have Republicans come forward, the Federalist Society shows up, and they say, we believe in strict construction. You shouldn't put things into the Constitution. Read it as it is, as a document, black and white. You've just read the 14th Amendment, black and white. Democrats pull these games, too, okay? Democrats also will say one thing and do another, and they roll back on their principles. But this is a clear example of Republicans saying something, but then when it's not convenient anymore, they don't believe it anymore.
Do you think that you mentioned before, we were talking, I think, during the break, about third parties in this election. Do you think
right.
there is a chance of any of these potential third-party candidates actually winning any electoral votes? In other words, carrying even 1, 2, 3, or more states?
It's possible they could win some electoral votes. I don't know if they'll even win a single state. But I remember very clearly, as you do in 1992, Ross Perot only got 19% of the vote, but he shook up that election. And I think when people talk about Nikki Haley not having a pass, they need to understand that, you know, you don't need to have a path in order to shake up and have an impact on a race. She's having that impact. And likewise, if there's a third-party candidate and that third-party candidate gets 20% of the vote, believe me, they're going to have an impact. So I think here's where we are. I think the political parties have shown real contempt to the American people because 70%, 70, 75% polls say Americans don't want a rematch between Trump and Biden. And to this end, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have offered you exactly what you said you don't want. they have put forward exactly what we have said we don't want. The level of contempt is incredible, right? They just don't care what we think or what we say. So I think that people are going to respond. Some will not vote. Some will vote third party. But I do not think that Republicans and Democrats are just going to fall in line behind these two very bad choices.
I think you're right. I also am not sure that they are going to be the only two choices. I actually believe that this new crisis that President Biden is facing in Iran, with Iran, could be a very serious threat to his presidency and to his candidacy. And I believe that some of the ongoing court cases, especially the Judge Chechen court case about January 6th, I believe those could mean an end to the Trump candidacy. It's one of the reasons that I think that Nikki Haley is hanging on. Look, there's only so much of a losing streak that you can have with court case after court case after court case. With all of them turning against President Trump, his idea that we're going to be winning so much under his leadership that we'll be tired of winning, well, maybe if you define winning that way. Ruben Navarrete, check out the material at navarretenation.substack.com or go directly to michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to you, my friend. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, inviting you to take advantage of our flash sale. I mean, the response has been terrific, and we are extraordinarily pleased. The flash sale is to become a Medhead member, which gives you access to the podcast version of this show. Anytime you want to download it, that's commercial-free, or to stream the show live, and you get In the Light of History podcasts, together with our current controversies and much, much more. That membership now is half price, which means it's $29.95 per year, which comes to $2.50 a month. Really, what a deal. $2.50 a month is, less than 10 cents a day? Do I have that right? I think I do. In any event, it's available at michaelmedved.com. Take advantage of this half price availability for a basic Medhead membership. Go to michaelmedved.com and look for the heading for Medhead Basic and take advantage of this sale. Nikki Haley, I'll tell you one of the things that I've said about campaigns in general, and it's one of the reasons I think for the success of Donald Trump in his previous campaigns, to the extent that they've been successful, is if a candidate is enjoying himself or herself, if a candidate looks like they're having a good time, it's much more likely that the people who go to the rallies or go to the meetings or watch on TV or connect with the candidate, that they will also have a sense that this is a good time. This is something good to do. It's fun. The fun factor is something that is crucial to American politics. And one of the things that's happened, and I think it really happened toward the very end of the New Hampshire primary campaign, when Nikki was traveling around with Governor Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire, and he is so full of energy, and he's clearly enjoying himself in politics. He loves politics. And you're getting a little bit more sense of that with Nikki Haley. For instance, she was on Newsmax, which is not entirely sympathetic to her cause against President Trump, but she went on the offensive, and it really does look and sound like she's enjoying herself. This is clip four.
Let's speak some hard truths. If Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee, we will get a President Kamala Harris. You mark my words. He cannot win a general election. Look at Iowa, look at New Hampshire. He can't get independents. He can't get suburban women. He's losing Republicans who say they don't want him and will vote for someone else. It's a problem. This is not personal for me. I have no problems with Donald Trump. I voted for him twice. I was proud to serve in his administration. This is about the fact America can't lose again. We lost in 2018. We lost in 2020. We lost in 2022. How many more times do we have to lose before we realize we have got to right this ship?
Okay, and by the way, one of the other things that people forget is they go back and say, well, it's true, President Trump lost all those elections, but he won so big in 2016. In 2016, President Trump did not win a majority of the vote in this country, not even close to it. He won 46%. He actually got a smaller percentage of the vote than Mitt Romney. It was just strategically, the campaign was incredibly lucky and very fortunate in winning a number of major swing states, but sometimes by very small margins. They won by about 10,000 votes in Pennsylvania. They won by fewer than that in Wisconsin. And that made his victory possible. It's going to be very tough to base this upcoming election on that kind of factor. Dana Bash asked a Pentagon spokesperson today, looking at the situation that we're in with everyone still waiting for some announcement about the American response to the death of our service people. Dana Bash on CNN asked Sabrina Singh, who is a spokeswoman for the Pentagon now, about whether our deterrence policies have failed our country. Listen.
Looking at this and more broadly, have U.S. deterrence policies failed? I mean, how will the president's response be different this time?
Well, look, what we saw last night, what we saw yesterday was lethal action that impacted our service members. And that's something that weighs heavily on this building, that weighs heavily on the secretary. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with those service members and their families. But when you look at the wider region, when you look at what's happening in the region, we know tensions are high, but the conflict that's happening between Israel and Gaza has been contained to Gaza. And we have seen multiple attacks on our service members in Iraq and Syria that have been largely unsuccessful. Minor injuries, minor damage to infrastructure. Unfortunately, yesterday we saw a lethal action.
And again, the minor actions that did only minor damage and injuries, it's obviously wrong to assume you're going to continue to be lucky. How about getting lucky in motion picture theaters? Right now, a lot of people are interested in the controversy regarding Barbie being not nominated for Best Director and not nominated for Best Actress, though it's nominated for almost everything else. It was even nominated for Ken, remember, of a supporting actor for Ryan Gosling. In any event, there's another film about a living doll, but about a brilliant high school girl with all kinds of romantic and sexual fantasies, played by Jenna Ortega, rising star. The name of the film? Miller's Girl. Here's a review.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
The rising TV and Disney star Jenna Ortega now plays a brilliant high school student with ambitions as a writer who develops a dangerous crush on her writing teacher, played by Martin Freeman of The Hobbit, in the intense and dreamlike Miller's Girl.
I want you to write a short story.
I'm inspired.
John here is prepping her to be his transcendent.
Is she pretty?
Well, she's talented.
That's the teacher's wife, Dagmara Dominczyk, asking about the looks of his prize student. And her characterization is so sketchy and dubious that it represents one of the movie's wasted opportunities. The intensity of the inappropriate relationship between student and teacher is effectively but disturbingly portrayed. But the abundance of literary references are heavy-handedly and distractingly deployed. Rated R for ever-present discussion of sexuality and some lush scenes that may be fantasy. 2.5 stars for the haunting but frustrating Miller's Girl. And the Miller's Girl is a reference not only to the high school teacher, whose name the character is Jonathan Miller, but to the novelist Henry Miller, whose books used to be in the old days banned everywhere because they're fairly graphic and deeply sexual. A film where you just want to keep editing it and rethinking some of the decisions that were made in the production. It's good enough to inspire at least that effort. Meanwhile, next time on the Medved Show, Joseph Epstein, a veteran columnist, this time writing in Newsweek, talks about how Iran must pay for the death of our troops. How will Iran pay? How should Iran pay? We'll be speaking to him next time on the Medved Show. And we'll also be talking to Tim Nichols about the ongoing surrender of the GOP and the GOP establishment to the MAGA movement and to President Trump. Does that mean that you abandon common sense or decency? We will be talking about that. We'll also be talking about the biggest fears that Americans have. There's a professor who's been researching our top 10 fears. The number one fear, which has been in place for the last 6 years of this study, we will get to it and describe it next time on the Medved Show. And there is some fear, what if legal or health issues make it impossible for President Trump to continue his race for president? What happens then? That's a question asked by the Washington Post. We'll get to it next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.